All right, I'm here joined with head softball coach at Iowa Lakes Community College, Katie Larson. And coach, talk to us about the upcoming season and how practices have been going.
You know, we're really excited to finally be able to get outside and play, and hopefully the snow continues to melt. We don't have some freak storm coming up. But the girls have been working really hard. You know, it's a long process. We start in August and don't actually get to really play real games until the beginning of March. So the girls have been working really hard, lifting in the mornings, practicing every day, and just continuing to get better.
Well, that's exciting. So talk to us a little bit about returners and what you expect to see from them this year.
You know, we just returned four girls this year. Five girls. And we're excited about them. Lexis Garosby, she played quite a few innings for us last year, was our leadoff hitter, did really good in the circle for us. So really looking for her to have another good year in those positions. Tiana Soto, Mary Kelly, both played intermittently in the outfield. Some injuries kind of prevented them from some things, but they both had showed good promise last year. So really looking forward to that. Taylor Bean has come a long ways, has really become a leader for us on the infield, has some extreme power in the batter's box. So we're looking for her to bring that power in the middle infield. And then Isabel Carr, she pitched some really good innings for us last year. She's very different from the rest of the people on the staff. So really provides us with a different look, which we're excited about.
And how about your newcomers? What should we expect to see from them this year?
You should expect a lot of energy. Those girls are always bouncing left and right and having fun, always smiles on their face. They love to play, and you can tell. They come in and they work hard all the time. There is, we have eight of them, and they really truly love to play, which makes my job so much more enjoyable, and really looking for them to have a good season their freshman year and really get used to what this conference is about, and continue to grow and be leaders for us.
That's exciting. And talk to us. So the Lakers get to play, you know, this coming weekend, get to play outside. They've been working hard all season, and, you know, they've been in inside. And so they get to play outside this coming weekend. But, you know, talk to us a little bit about what you expect and where you get to play and all that good stuff.
You know, this weekend is always kind of a trial and error weekend for us. We haven't seen a fly ball outside in 4 months and haven't seen grass in, you know, 6 months. So it's always exciting. We're kind of excited. This weather this week has been nice, so we're going to try to get outside and get a few pop flies out there. But the first weekend out is really just a lot of growth and a lot of the mental side of things and understanding that some of these teams have been practicing outside for, you know, a couple months, and this is our first time. So it's okay to make mistakes as long as we continue to grow and that we're at our best softball in the 1st of May.
Well, that's exciting, Coach, and best of luck on the season.
Thank you so much.